Could you give us a rundown of your testimony, how you came to know Jesus, and how that led to what you do today?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I guess people will probably know me from my YouTube channel, White Rabbit. I've been making videos for a couple years now. But kind of my testimony is pretty crazy, I guess you would say. I was born and raised Catholic. Brought up in a Catholic household. My mom used to sing at church. She was the lead cantor. And so yeah, I have a very Catholic family, and over the years I just kind of started seeing faults within the Catholic religion and having some questions, unanswered questions, seeing some problems, a little bit of hypocrisy, and over time I slowly started verging further and further away from the Catholic and Christian faith in general. By the time I was in high school or so, I became an atheist. I was a full-fledged atheist, and I kind of carried out that mindset for many years. And then in college, I started, drinking a lot and actually started seeing things that I couldn't really explain, like supernatural type phenomenon, if you will. And so I couldn't really be an atheist anymore seeing that stuff. So I kind of moved more into the realm of agnostic or, not really being sure. So within my college years, I actually became an alcoholic, and I got really, really into alcohol, and it eventually morphed into drug abuse. And so I was kind of spiraling out of control. I mean, I basically dropped out of college, lost my job, was practically homeless. I mean, it was bad news bears. And I kind of hit my breaking point and said a little prayer, and God answered the prayer. Wouldn't you know it? And my life started turning around. I met my beautiful wife, and I got better, I guess you would say. And then over time, my faith strengthened as my, addiction subsided. And I remember one day I stumbled upon conspiracy theories and started looking into, 9/11 and JFK and all this stuff, right? And so I thought I was losing my mind. I really did. I thought it was a byproduct of all the drug abuse that I was
Yeah,
doing. I didn't know what to think. I honestly thought I was going crazy. So I remember I was sitting out in a parking lot one day, sitting in my car, and I said a little prayer. Again, I was like, I said, "God, am I losing my mind here? What's going on?" And I heard, I guess you couldn't really describe it as I heard it. It was more like I felt it. I felt a response. And I'll never forget what the response said. And the response essentially said, "You're on the right path. You're on the right track." And it shook me to my core. It was like essentially a response from God. And it was so powerful to me, especially because it hit so many different levels. Okay. It meant that I was on the right track when it came to my addiction. I was on the right track in that regard. I was on the right track in terms of my relationship status, the woman who became my wife. I was on the right track with my research and all these new things that I was uncovering. So it was a very, it really kind of brought me back down to reality, and was a real humbling experience, and really made me feel, assured, I guess would be the right word to say it. And it was incredible. Since then, my faith just continues to grow day by day. I eventually started up this channel. I started out watching a lot of stuff about hoaxes and like false flag events and school shootings and things like that, and looking into kind of how the media is pushing this new world order narrative. And I saw some guys that were breaking down news events and exposing them for being hoaxes. And I was like, you know what, I could do that. So that's kind of how I got my start. And then almost instantly, I stumbled upon Ken Hovind's material and evolution versus creationism. And quickly, my channel kind of took a left turn, you know, or a right turn. And the channel that I started initially to be strictly about conspiracy and, like, you know, kind of edgy topics like that, essentially overnight became with a Christian bend to it, I guess you would say. And it's kind of gradually become more and more, you know, I've become more and more known as a Christian YouTuber, even though that's not necessarily what I was ever sought out to do. And it's even something that I've kind of tried to avoid as much as I could because, you know, I always have this paranoia about giving people bad information when it comes to scripture. It's actually a really big fear of mine. So I try to have all my ducks in a row before I talk about things when it comes to scripture, or I try to make it very, very clear that I'm not, you know, the end-all, be-all authority on this by any means, you know. So, but yeah, my channel just kind of morphed in that direction. You know, I've had a lot of success with the channel. I've worked with countless truthers on YouTube. I've had some good times, some bad times, and kind of everything in between. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of my testimony. And I, you know, at the end of the day, I just feel honored to, you know, work with great guys like you and then also help so many people. My favorite thing is probably getting feedback back from my audience and people telling me that, you know, they benefited from one of my videos in some way or something like that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, same here. That's a big plus for me as well. I think that's wise to, you know, when you put information out, especially with, you know, biblical things, and this is something that I appreciate about how you present your information too, that you're not the, you know, you don't have the corner on truth or anything like that. And that's how I try to handle myself as well. Like I use a lot of like, I think, or this could be, or maybe it's that, you know, I do a lot of that kind of stuff. I very rarely will ever be super definite on a position. I mean, occasionally, you know, like who the savior is and stuff like that, I will, but, but with stuff like, you know, when the rapture is going to happen or, you know, stuff like that, some people might want to get all up in arms about. I just don't. I'm like, well, I guess it'll happen when it does. So that's good. And I appreciate a lot in your testimony too, because there's a lot that I can personally relate to. I'm not gonna go through my whole deal because I've done it a million times on the show already. I've also come out of. Actually, this is something that most people don't know. I had a brief period in my childhood where I was Catholic for a little while. What happened there was I was born and raised, you know, traditional Baptist, but my parents got a divorce, and then my mom was dating and actually I think engaged at one point to this guy who was a Catholic. So a lot of times we would go to Catholic Mass, and it got to the point where he wanted us to convert, otherwise it just wasn't going to work, so they broke up. But yeah, for I think a couple of years, it might even have been as long as that. I at least went to Catholic Mass. I don't know if that would have made me a Catholic at the time or not, but I didn't really. I noticed a lot of the same things you did, a lot of hypocrisy, even little things like they would say you can't really trust the Bible or certain versions of the Bible, yet they would quote those same versions in their pamphlets and things. So there was a lot of little stuff like that. But I also fell away from the church for a while. Instead of atheism, for me, it was New Age theology. I got really into that and about destroyed my life over it. A big part of my testimony as well was Kent Hovind. Somebody from a church ended up giving me, and this was before I heard of anything of like the kind of stuff I'm researching now, but somebody gave me a DVD set of all of his stuff. And this was after he was already in prison, so I went into it knowing that whole aspect of it, but I loved the videos, and they really meant a lot to me. They still do, and it really helped shape what what God was going to do with me in the future. So, you know, that's really cool. I think that there's a lot in there from your testimony that people can relate to. So I got to ask, what the name White Rabbit, where does that come from?
Well, like I said, when I started my channel, I was kind of gearing more towards the conspiratorial side of things, you know. And I was also watching a lot of guys going through a lot of false flag stuff and exposing hoaxes. And one of the YouTubers that I watched the most went by the name of Red Pill. And Red Pill and I actually formed a friendship after I started my channel and then had a falling out. But that's a whole nother story. But anyway, that's kind of the theme of where I was headed with when I was brainstorming a name for my channel, because his name derived from The Matrix.
Right.
The movie The Matrix, and he also showed a lot of Matrix scenes in his videos and things. And I thought, you know, that's really cool. I would like to, you know, kind of do the same sort of thing and also kind of give a little tip of the hat to him for kind of, you know, inspiring me to start this channel. So I was brainstorming one day, and my wife was sitting there, and at the time she had this little rabbit, this little bunny, and she called it Bunny Fufu. And I'm sitting there trying to brainstorm with her, and I'm saying, I'd like something that has to do with the Matrix, you know, yada, yada, yada. And she said, you should call it White Rabbit. And I said, that is brilliant. And as they say, the rest is history.